Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 134, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Another very short psalm. Let's see what we can make out of it. Shir Ma'alot Hinei Baruchu Et Adonai Kol Avdei Adonai Ha'Omdim Beveit Adonai Balelot. A song of Ma'alot. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand on the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. This, by the way, is a statement that a lot of Hasidim make when they wash Netilat Yadayim. My grandfather used to recite this all the time. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, and may the Lord, who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. It says three times, Baruchu, in verse Aleph, Baruchu et Hashem, in verse Bet, Baruchu et Hashem, and verse Gimel, Yivarechecha Hashem. This is the final Ma'ala, and it's just three psukim. Nevertheless, its message is critical and appropriate that with these words, all of the songs of ascent come to their rightful climax. Commentators focus on the last word of the first verse, Balelot, at night. Who works in the house of God at night? It's closed. The Midrash quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says it refers to those studying Torah all night. Metaphor. God considers as if they were in the temple all night serving him. Radak also stays away from the temple and thinks it's talking about the righteous and wise Jews who wake up in the middle of the night, come to the house of God to pray and thank his name. But the Rashbam suggests that it's actually the priests. And though there's really no service at night, there were still some priests hanging around the temple. Found on the internet and YouTube a shiur from Rav Aaron Friedman, Rosh HaYeshiva of Keren B'Yavna. Turns out he gives you a lecture on all of Sefer Tehillim, and it's really quite interesting. He spoke about this mizmor and noted the call to bless the nation is directed at those who are still up at night in the Beit Mikdash. Who are up in the night? The answer is the Shomrim, the guards. Who are these guards? So he answers that it's the Levites, the Leviim. It states explicitly this in the first Mishnah in Midot. It says that the Levites kept watch in 21 places in the temple and the Kohanim in three. So there are 24 places, and the Levites, the major majority, 21 places, they were up guarding and protecting the Beit HaMikdash. Thus, when the psalm calls out with the first words, Baruchu et Hashem, Abdei Hashem, Balelot, bless out to God, you servants of God who are here at night, it most likely refers to the Levites. It is they who call out to bless God, only to be followed by the priests, as we surmise from the second verse, which says, Su Yadechem Kodesh, Baruchu et Hashem, raise up your arms and bless God, because after all, we think about the Kohanim, that they lift up their arms to bless them. God to bless the people. The third verse is God's response to his nation by himself blessing you from Zion, Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion, he who created the heavens and the earth. In other words, God responds to the Kohanim and the Leviim and blesses from Zion all people. Friedman sees this template of the Levites calling out to bless, followed by the priests, and then God responding to them as the culmination of Shir HaMa'alot in Tehillim. Because it patterns nothing less than the culmination of the entire Tanakh. He directs us, fascinatingly, to the book of Nehemiah, a book which describes the actions of Nehemiah, Ezra, Zerubbabel, the leaders of the Shivat Zion movement, the returners to Zion in the Second Temple during Persian times in the land of Israel. Nehemiah, seeing the sorry state of affairs of Jews at the time, embarks on a physical and spiritual renaissance, focusing on rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, reviving the Jewish community, implementing social reform, purifying the Israelites, and reestablishing the religious connection of the people had with God, the temple, and the people of Israel. In a dramatic moment in chapter 8, Ezra the scribe gathers all the people together and reads to them from the words of the Torah and teaches them about the holiday of Sukkot, which they immediately begin to celebrate. And then in chapter 9, after having learned more and understood their responsibilities, they separated themselves from their impure ways, confessed their sins, and began studying Torah with Ezra. And at this point, the Levites stood up on a platform and called out in a great voice to all present, saying, Baruchu et Hashem Eloheichem min haolam ad haolam. Bless the Lord your God from this world to the next. The story continues with Nehemiah recording the entire history of Israel towards and away from and back again towards God, recognizing that the path was rocky with times of sin and rejection of God, but also of return and embracing the tenets of the Torah once again. This is affirmed in the book, in the beginning of chapter 10, which states that Kotvim Amana, we pledge and write and seal a contract of our allegiance to God, our subservience to his law, and desire to continue to walk in God's ways and rebuild Jerusalem. And who signs this amana? Ministers, the Sarim, the Leviim, and the Kohanim, the leaders of Israel. This scene encapsulates the experience of the leadership returning to the temple and teaching the nation of the power of blessing God in the temple and the response they receive from God when they return to rebuild, reconnect, and reestablish God's presence in Jerusalem. The scene is reflected in our small but powerful psalm, which aims to conclude the ma'alot, the ascents, reaching a pinnacle, which is a return to Jerusalem, to the Mikdash, to God, and to the unique relationship between God and his chosen nation. The final verse represents the psalmist's vision of the fulfillment of the utopian return to Zion. After returning, purifying, reconnecting, physically rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and the temple itself, and once again, the Mikdash is functioning with sacrifices and rituals, then, Yivarechecha Adonai Mitzion, Oseh Shamayim Ba'aretz, God will bless you from Zion. God's blessing from the holiness of Jerusalem will enter the hearts of each Jew who is present to receive that gift and transmit it to the next generation.